Well, what I like about impulse playing is that you have a very kind of intuitive approach to music. So there are no like mannerisms, because when you do with intuition, then usually people get things right. And also as a Finnish player, I really appreciate having somebody who has intuition. And also I think you have this kind of emotional intensity, which I like.
When we started rehearsing, Juho said, "Oh, sometimes a player would be, we argue a lot." And he said, "Oh, you don't argue," or something like this. And I said, "Well, I argue a lot too, but with you, I just agree with everything."
Let's go specifically to the Chopin, and I liked in the liner notes you describe how he didn't write much for cello, but maybe that this cello sonata was like him using an extension of the human voice because he loved the bel canto type singing.
Chopin he wrote mostly for piano and very few works for other instruments. But even with the piano, he tried to, is that right? Imitate the human voice.
Oh,
He
yes.
loved going to the opera and hearing opera, the bel canto style of singing back then. And then you can really hear it, especially in the larger movement of the sonata. But the music just works very, very well for both cello and piano.
I think Chopin was a master of making the impression of a human voice on piano, because I mean that's very hard, because you have the decay of sound always, and with human voice you don't. And of course when he composed on cello, he was able to convey his ideas much easier in a way, because cello is such a good like imitation of human voice.
Let's talk about focusing on very poetically inspired masterpieces of the Romantic era. Why you were drawn specifically to these three pieces?
We're both, I'm sure, and I can speak for myself, I love Brahms, we're now working on next CD of Beethoven, so who was also a romantic in his later years. So I think there's the Chopin I grew up playing and performing, and I never really found a recording that I really loved, so it was a good opportunity for me. And then you suggested we play the Grieg, and worked really well.
Yeah, I suggested it because Grieg's music is very close to my heart. I've studied many of his own recordings, which exists, and I just like his way of phrasing on piano and how he kind of projects his own musical kind of aesthetics and sound world, which is very different from Chopin and Schumann.
Embarking on a recording process like you have is always a learning experience, and I would love to hear, what did you learn from these pieces in the recording process and maybe about playing with each other?
Every time I record myself, I learn. And mostly I find I learn about pacing and about tempo, because I'm pretty sure that I'm playing in tune most of the time, but tempo is harder to gauge, because obviously you practice with a metronome sometimes, but certain pieces and phrases do not go with a metronome and should not go. So then how do we build a phrase? How do we build a whole movement? How is the bigger structure come? I'm intuitively seeing details a lot of times, and I think that Juho perhaps is more seeing the bigger picture and analytically, and so that helped a lot.
Oh yeah, I think we tend to think about phrasing slightly differently. And what I learned from the recording project is if you have two people who have slightly opposite ideas, they complement each other really well.
That's great.